Okay, guys, we're here for the Knee Jerk Cast. It's Tuesday. We just got out of the Nintendo press conference. We're in the E3 media room waiting for the show to begin in about an hour and a half. Well, we just heard a lot about Wii U games. They show a little bit of 3DS, but that's mostly for tomorrow.
Best conference ever.
Guillaume, you loved it.
No.
Yeah, I think that was the worst press conference I've been to for any Nintendo
one. Yeah, the Wii music one was worse.
I wasn't at that one, so
Did anyone love it?
No.
Okay, James loved it.
I want to hear this.
You know, I was sitting next to Craig Harris, and he seemed pretty happy with it. Billy seemed pretty happy with it. So I think feelings are mixed. I would say it's definitely not the worst I've ever seen. It's not the best I've ever seen.
There were worse ones that I've seen on, you know, from afar, but for the ones that I've been to live, which is E3 2009 and on, that was the one that I've gone out and just been disappointed by.
Yeah? Mm. I felt like the games that they showed overall looked very good. But Reggie talked a big game about showing a lot of games, and I don't think he actually showed 23 games. Maybe
did, but Ubisoft had 8, so...
Sure, and those,
I was counting up
those we saw yesterday, and they really didn't show anything about Ubisoft's games that we hadn't seen before, except the gameplay footage of Zombie U, which I would say looks similar to Killer Freaks, except we didn't actually see the Killer Freaks, which is good.
Right.
Showed zombies, showed a lot of the... It was a little hard to see the Zombie U visuals because they were focused, they had it zoomed out so that you could see the gamepad too in front of it. So they were showing a lot of the scanners and, you know, sniper views and stuff like that you could see on the screen. It was a little bit hard to see the TV footage.
Right.
But apparently that game's playable, so we'll probably get a chance to see it a little more
a
minute.
Is it really Killer Freaks? So, like,
it is
really
Killer Freaks.
They said it yesterday. Asynchronous multiplayer.
No, they didn't show the multiplayer stuff yet.
Hmm.
So the show started out with Pikmin 3. I thought that looked very beautiful. It was kind of...
that was the highlight for me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, there, it was kind of predictable in the sense, you know, and Andy Gergen was talking about this last week, but I mean, it's very much what you would expect to see. It is Pikmin in HD. They have expanded it so that you actually have 4 different characters who can lead the Pikmin around and you can control them all. And
Olimar's not in it. Apparently that is a secret to everyone.
Some kind of story element. Yeah, you're going to have to rescue Olimar or something like that.
But that should change gameplay significantly. I mean, like, having 4 people like that, like, you
sure.
really have to multitask more.
Gives you a lot of strategy.
Like 4 sorts of Pikmin.
Right. So they showed you can play it with the Wii Remote, which makes it like new play control Pikmin.
Except for with Motion Plus.
Yeah.
Well,
what's interesting is that from the get-go here, they're saying you can use either the gamepad or motion control.
Right.
Motion plus control,
and
so
even if you're playing with the remote, the gamepad still shows the map, so you can still have it in front of you and kind of reference that. So if you prefer the pointer control, that might be useful. But of course, you can play it on the gamepad itself, and then you can use the touch screen to sort of move the view around and sort of macro manage everything that way. They showed the new rock Pikmin. It's not real clear what it does yet, but it looks like a rock with eyes and legs.
Yeah, you smash glass walls, apparently, or ice
walls.
Or metal walls. And I didn't see the purple or white Pikmin. But
no, I didn't either.
Maybe they'll show up at some point.
Pikmin joke,
yeah.
So.
That
was off script, too.
Yeah. let's see. We also saw Nintendo Land, which looks like the Wii Sports of this console, except it's not all sports themed, which I think is probably good. It's sort of a theme park themed minigame collection where the different minigames are all themed after different Nintendo franchises, and the one that they showed the most of was Luigi's Ghost Mansion, which is not that much different title than Luigi's Mansion, but okay. Yeah, it's a little odd, but that definitely drew a lot of comparisons to Pac-Man Versus.
Yeah, definitely.
It's up for a lot of the games, apparently, you support up to 5 players, but the idea is that the person with the gamepad can see the whole map and see everyone from overhead and is moving the ghost around, and the other players are controlling their Miis with flashlights, and you're sort of playing Luigi's Mansion multiplayer, communicating with each other, trying to find the ghost.
I kind of think it could be like the evolution of Chase Me. Like, perhaps Chase Me was a little bit too basic as a demo, and like this would be like what it developed into.
It did look quite similar to Chase Me. The perspective was a little different.
Yeah.
I really have to say with that, and Nintendo Land stuff in general, is that I think it's going to be really fun, but I feel they spent entirely too long on that during the conference.
The demo did take
on.
Kind of a long time to get through, They also showed a lot of Batman Arkham City Armored Edition.
For a game that came out last year.
And it looks great, and that's a fantastic game. It doesn't look that much different than the version that already exists, so I was a little surprised that kind kind of let off their third-party salvo. You know, if they were, yeah, if they were adding a lot of content to it or something like that, I could maybe understand that might get people more excited. But like being able to control the remote Batarang with your gamepad is certainly not going to get people to buy that game again.
I still don't really know, like, what is the big thing that makes that worth getting again if you've already played the game.
Yeah, and maybe they just don't care about that. Maybe they're really just going for people who haven't played it yet.
I mean, I'm not going to buy that game because Batman and Catwoman have armor.
Right.
I'm hoping for a second character, like a new unreleased
Robin
character.
Robin was playable in DLC, so maybe Robin will be factored into it somehow.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'll probably have all the DLC on this, too.
I mean, I would have liked to see, I guess, maybe more of the stuff that we saw in Zombie U, where you can do a lot more, it seems like, with the gamepad in Zombie U. Anyway, I mean, I'm not complaining about Batman being on the system, but I was surprised they spent so much time, considering that game is almost a year old already.
Yeah.
And it sold many millions of copies. It's kind of a known quantity for a lot of people. What other third-party stuff do we see? New Super Mario Bros. U?
Well, that was the first party.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. So that game, you know, it looks like New Super Mario Bros. Certainly the graphics are in HD. I saw there's a lot more texture on some of the environment objects. The pipes have this kind of, mosaic kind of look to them.
Yeah, that looked really neat. There's new Yoshis. There's like this little one that when you jump, he turns into a balloon and you can float.
Yeah, the red one.
The bubble one, too.
Yeah,
they look like the baby Yoshis from Super Mario World.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited that the different colored Yoshis will have different abilities. I thought that was a very cool feature from World.
There's a flying suit that looks like it might.
It looks like the cape. It looks like the cape.
We were talking about that when we saw the pictures at Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
And it's cool that it looks like it's going to be like the cape.
Yeah, seems to be the case. They also announced it'll have 5-player support, where the 5th player using the gamepad is not.
It's called Boost Mode.
Boost Mode?
Tingle.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, so the person's not really controlling a character in the game, but they can place blocks that'll be obstacles in people's way and do some things like that. Didn't get a lot of detail on it, but maybe we'll get to try it out in a couple of hours here.
I liked the ghost level with the collapsing pipes as you're falling into the purple slime.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, so, but that will be a launch game. Reggie acknowledged that they're going to have a Mario game for launch, which is what everybody always wants.
Yep.
So, kind of what we expected again, but looked good.
Surprises.
It looked good.
There were very little surprises. I mean, there was a new Scribblenauts game for Wii U that also coming to 3DS that we kind of in the past week or two has been basically confirmed. And actually, checking my email, Warner Brothers sent out a press release announcing it about 10-15 minutes before the press conference started.
Yeah, so the Scribblenauts Unlimited, the big feature there is you can create your own items to be in the game, and I'm assuming you can assign a word to them that will evoke it.
It was called the Odo Mutt on the tablet, so I'm guessing that the person just came up with a menu.
Yeah, so you're not really drawing things. It's more like Freaky Forms where you're putting pieces together, and then that becomes a new character or item that can be in the game, and then you can share that with friends so they can call it up as well when they type in the word.
Yeah, and they can modify it.
But it takes away some of the original novelty of Scribblenauts, which is writing in something and seeing what comes out as opposed to
definitely.
Now I'm just editing something.
Right.
Right, but there might be, you might have to, you know, summon these objects the same way as before you can build something with them.
It would be cool if those things were uploaded automatically to some server so that as you wrote things.
The logo did have a giant world in the background, so that makes me think that online is going to be a big deal with it.
Hmm. Okay. Speaking of that, they really didn't talk about online stuff at all.
Nope.
So we definitely didn't hear about friend codes or, you know, online multiplayer or anything like that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
If they don't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting.
I kind of thought that the NSMBU would be online the way he presented it, but then like it turned out that it's only online and that you get messages from people on your world map.
Yeah,
and
they showed that at Nintendo Direct, basically.
Right. Anyway, very disappointing. Like, if they could have made it multiplayer online.
Well, maybe they will. They didn't talk about it.
There were a couple of third-party announcements nestled in the Wii U third-party sizzle reel that they had.
Mass Effect
Tank,
3.
Tank
from Namco.
Which looked terrible.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yeah.
Trine 2 Director's Cut, which that sounds awesome.
That will probably be an eShop game. Trine 2 is a fantastic game. And, then, you know, that game has it's really kind of originally meant to be played with a mouse, so you're moving a reticle around and using that to aim attacks. So I think that could work well on the touchscreen as well. Maybe you could play sort of one hand on the joystick using a button to jump and the other on the touchscreen to aim things
or
around.
Even using the stylus.
At least as an optional. The stylus. So I think that's a good fit, but that game, I paid $15 for it on Steam. That will not be a box game. That's a download game.
But that's good to hear.
Yeah.
We're going to get those kind of games on the eShop.
Yeah. Well, I'm inferring that, but I can't imagine they're going to sell that in a box for $50,
$60.
That would be silly. Yeah. What other games?
Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge, and Aliens Colonial Marines were also shown off. That's
sure.
Was that the Lego game?
Aliens will not be at the show.
Yes.
I mean, Aliens will be at the show, but not for the Wii version will not be, by the way. Part of that is because I think even Sega doesn't know what's going on with the online infrastructure. That game is very multiplayer heavy, so they're kind of waiting to talk more about the Wii version, until they know what it's going to be and what kind of features they're going to be able to support. We could go through a lot more games. They did show a little bit of 3DS stuff. They showed Luigi's Mansion 2, New Super Mario Bros. 2, and Paper Mario Sticker Star.
Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon.
Dark Moon, yes. They should be Dark of the Moon. But, Paper Mario was the really big reveal there, and they showed that you can pull stickers off of the environment, probably with a touchscreen.
We've kind of known that for a while from the different trailers we've seen in the past 2 E3s.
But I don't think we knew what they were used for.
That's
true. They become your battle commands, and as you use them more and more, they slowly kind of peel away and die off. So the idea being there that you sort of have to continuously replenish your abilities in battle by pulling things out of the world. It's kind of a neat idea. It kind of tells me that you're going to be exploring and finding secret areas to find really special battle commands and figuring out when's the best time to use them so that you don't waste them.
Yeah.
But there's very little 3DS stuff. Certainly did not talk about a redesign or anything like that.
We will have a 3DS-focused event that will be streaming live. We'll also be there. That's Wednesday night at 6 o'clock Pacific time.
And they promised to show a tremendous amount of third-party or a tremendous array of third-party titles for that. And they did show a little reel with some Castlevania.
Epic Mickey 3DS, Squirtle Knots Unlimited, and Kingdom Hearts 3D.
Yeah. So, Castlevania looked really good.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. That's playable. We have an interview with them later in the week, so that should be real cool.
I'm excited to try that. My overall feeling on the press conference was that
Wii U Lego City undercover.
Oh yeah. They showed that. That looked really cool. It looked kind of like GTA with Lego people.
And a lot of humor. There was
somehow
some moves.
Yeah, some Prince of Persia moves.
I don't know about Prince of Persia, but they were just
walking on walls. Like
it was swinging on a trapeze and wall jumping. Yeah. But also driving, and there was
helicopter
flying through the city and some funny story scenes.
Yeah.
That's certainly the most interesting Lego game I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be like a Lego GTA game, and it's Traveler's Tales making that game with Nintendo publishing it, so hopefully Nintendo will kind of crack down and make it the best game it can be.
That's hope.
Should be interesting.
That's also coming to 3DS.
Yeah, different version.
Yep.
A unique version called Lego City Undercover.
Both of them are called Undercover.
Oh, okay. I felt like overall, most of the stuff they showed looked really good, and I'm excited to play it. But yeah, it felt like we had at least heard about almost everything that they showed, and that it ended very poorly, ended kind of in this whimper, because they'd already been talking about Nintendo Land for about 15 minutes. And they ended it with showing another, 10-second video of
fireworks
going off in Nintendo Land.
And it didn't look very good.
No, it was
terrible.
Very simplistic.
There's
like a big room, it's a hub.
Yeah, there's definitely a feeling at the end that everybody's sitting around kind of waiting for one more thing.
With another M-trailer type thing.
Sure, yeah. And it didn't happen, so definitely the press conference was lacking in really big surprises overall, I would say. Maybe that's because more stuff leaked out than normal. Maybe it's because a lot of the Ubisoft stuff would have been a really big deal if we hadn't seen it and heard about it yesterday. So that felt like slightly redundant other than the Zombie U footage, which we had not seen before.
We didn't see Just Dance 4 playable yesterday either.
Oh, sure, yeah, with the Mormons and the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
that was a bit strange, but You know, yeah, overall, they certainly showed a very diverse lineup. We did not see Retro's game. There's some talk amongst ourselves that maybe that will be a big reveal tonight at the developers roundtable. Certainly, it sounds like, you know, Eguchi will be the star there. He's the sort of producer of the hardware and then and also of some of the games,
and
probably.
Nintendo Land.
Yeah, Nintendo Land. He'll also be a producer on Animal Crossing for 3DS, but I guess they will show that tomorrow.
Yeah, this is going to be a Wii U-focused event later tonight.
And yeah,
that one
yeah.
will not be streamed live by Nintendo, but we'll be there and follow us for that.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in the fact that they didn't really talk much about 3DS at all, but I assume there will be 3DS games in their booth, so we might actually play some games before they've been really announced, which is unusual.
I did notice something kind of interesting. I streamed past John Riccardi from 8-4, and the game that he most recently played was Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon. And I know, I think the 8-4 guys have talked about, you know, they might be doing something kind of big, so maybe they're localizing Fire Emblem Awakening for 3DS. I kind of expect that to be on the show for regardless, though.
I expect it'll be here. Any final thoughts, guys, before we wrap up?
I want to play this stuff and hopefully have a much more positive outlook in the next couple hours.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll wrap it up then. Look for probably another episode of Radio Free Nintendo coming tonight where we'll talk about all the games that we've played. So far it's all been look but don't touch. That will change very, very shortly as E3 kicks off. And, of course, you'll want to keep an eye on this website. There will be a ton of impressions and other content going up today.
We'll also be doing another live video broadcast for the 30 or so people who watched this last night. That was kind of a test run, and I think we'll be able to do it again tonight. So
excellent.
It should be fun.
All right, guys. Hope we weren't too negative. Honest opinions here. We're not the only ones, trust me. No, it was a good show, but didn't quite have the zing and the bang that they were probably hoping it would. So it'll be interesting to see how they recover tonight. Nintendo is spreading their announcements out across several events this week, and that might be part of the problem, but there certainly is more to come. So we're looking forward to it. Hope you will, too. Bye.
Bye.